Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Marry me, it's the right thing to do.
Why don't you?
Marry me, quality, pure and true.
If you don't.
Marry me, then we are not the same. The Constitution says men are equal, pure and plain. The Jews believe that marriage is between a man and his wife.
The Catholics feel the same. They say gay marriage to stain right.
I'm not really sure what the Buddhists do believe. The next time that you see one, please ask them this for me.
Why don't you
marry me underneath the clear blue sky?
Come on, baby.
Marry me, our love is not a lie.
If you don't
marry me, then we're not truly free. Democracy ain't just for you, it's also for me. Fight for the right to vote, so I heard.
People of color had to rise to show the world.
In 1969 we had a right of our own, and in 2004 we're gonna keep it going strong.
Why don't you
marry me? It's the right thing to do.
Honestly,
marry me, equality, pure and true.
Cause if you
marry me, we can live in liberty in America, land of the great home of.
Why don't you
marry me? It's the right thing to do.
Honestly,
marry me, quality, pure and true.
Cause if you
marry me, we can live in liberty in America, land of the great home of democracy. In America, land of the great home of democracy. In America, land of the great home of democracy. Oh, say can you see?
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. That song was called Marry Me, and was by a duo who got together for just that recording. Drag artists Hedda Lettuce and Yolanda called themselves, with tongue firmly in cheek, the Chixie Dicks. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to my June show. And this show will be all about songs about gay and lesbian marriage. I've been collecting songs on this subject for some time now, and have been thinking for a while of devoting a whole show to it, in light of the recent court decision in California, and also because June is Gay Pride Month. Well, this seemed like a good time to do it. I'll also mention that I've set up a special page of my website, queermusicheritage.com, for gay marriage songs, and I've collected over 65 of them, and you can download them all from that page, as I've set it up as a resource for the media or just for folks wanting songs for their own wedding events. Of course, I can't play 65 songs on this show. That would take, 3 to 4 hours, so I'm going to showcase some of the best, ones that approach the issue from different angles. Many of the songs I've collected are from around 2004, the year of the Massachusetts decision, and when gay marriage was a hot wedge issue in the general election. So some songs are political, and some are just on-topic love songs. But I've some older ones as well, and can't resist one accidentally on the subject from 1930 by a big band called the Clevelanders.
In my little hope chest, I'm hoping I'll open someday. I'm the sweetest little bridal gown all tucked away. Feathered slippers and the daintiest of lingerie. I'll just keep on planning and waiting until Cupid knocks. Then my dream man may pop up like a jack in the box from my little hope chest of dreams.
In my little hope chest, I'm hoping I'll open someday. I've the sweetest little bridal gown all tucked away. From 1930, In My Little Hope Chest by the Clevelanders. And as I said, that was accidentally on the subject, as back then it was common for artists to sing songs without paying much attention to the gender. From that innocence, I'm going to a song doing a full frontal attack on the subject by one of our music pioneers whose political songs have been a delight since the mid-80s. Ron Romanowski was half of the duo Romanowski and Phillips, and in recent years has gone solo. In 2006, he recorded the song Sanctity of Marriage, which was released on his 2008 CD, Turn Up the Fun. I'll let Ron intro the song.
I can't even believe that gay marriage has finally become a national, you know, an issue that's being debated nationally. And so for years I've been wanting to write a song about it. So I just thought I'd attack the whole ridiculous issue of the sanctity of marriage, because heterosexuals, though there are, you know, many happy couples out there, there are a lot of miserable couples. And I think that heterosexuals really haven't done a great job of protecting the sanctity of marriage themselves.
In order to protect the sanctity of marriage, is it enough to keep the queers from getting hitched? Stopping there just puts the proverbial horse behind the carriage. Why not attack the problem at its very source? It's time to outlaw divorce. That's right, if we can't get married, you can't get divorced. If gay people can't tie the knot, straight folks have got to stay together till death do them part, no matter how miserable they are. No more celebrities like Elizabeth Taylor, with more ex-husbands than anyone can recall. No more annulments coming from the Church of Rome. No more divorce attorneys getting filthy rich. No more relief from the 7-year itch. Because if we can't get married, you can't get divorced. If gay people can't tie the knot, straight folks have got to stay together, if only for the kids, no matter how bad their marriage is. You'll say your vows, they'll throw some rice, all dressed up and looking nice. And now guess what? You're stuck for life. Woman and husband, man and wife. Protect the sanctity of holy matrimony. Amend the Constitution to reflect this little change. No more second chances, no more alimony. If marriage needs defending, as they claim, take another look at who's to blame. If we can't get married, you can't get divorced. If gay people can't tie the knot, straight folks have got to stay together, whatever it takes. The sanctity of marriage is at stake.
That was Ron Romanowski. And many of you will recognize this next song by the Kinsey Six, blending fun and politics on their 2002 song, Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
Spring is here and my domestic partner is too. Whoa, 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 we'll put a sign that says just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth manure. You see, we're going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no. And when I hold you close, in half the states it's a crime. Don't confuse matrimony and love. Don't ask, don't tell an apple if you wanna get married. It's rabbinical and papal is to keep us from getting married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Down in the Big Apple, no, we cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map will let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still
down, can I get married? Locked out of the chapel of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with bum, 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 bum,
Following the Kinsey Six was Mark Mercer from 2004 with one called Chapel of Love, which was definitely not the Dixie Cups song. Songs about gay marriage come from a variety of musical genres. Also from 2004 is one by one of my favorite hip-hop artists. Here's Torrey Fixx with the sanitized radio version of his song, Marry Me.
Later for the president, later for society. The Constitution, baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need, baby, won't you marry me?
Now I'll be damned if I have to hesitate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. They ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though, I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding bands, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it won't take a long way. Because I know
I know it's you. So later for the president, later for society, and the Constitution, baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites, loving you is all I need, baby, won't you marry me?
Now I know many folks don't understand, to tell the truth, I could really give less than a damn, and any relative that ain't relative to us will object to a union and invitation. No matter, as long as we got the rings and best man, true family and good friends. Oh yeah, and one more correction, you won't be my lover anymore, you'll be my husband, a wife.
I know it's you.
One who wanna give my life to you.
The one I wanna give my life to you. Yeah, so please say I do. Let me spend the rest of life showing you. So later for the president, later for society, and the Constitution, baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites, loving you is all I need, baby, won't you marry me?
This great nation is must fight for the principles for which she stands.
segregation. Shouldn't be allowed to marry a baby. Shouldn't be allowed to vote. A Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free. Shouldn't be. Gay shouldn't be allowed to marry a lady. Shouldn't be allowed to vote. A Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free. Shouldn't be. Fields of battle, a thousand stripes will wait forever. We the people will triumph to God. Should be allowed to vote. Negroes should be allowed to be free. Should be. Gay should be allowed to marry. Ladies should be allowed to vote. Negroes should be allowed to be free.
I blended Tori Fix's song into another political one by Scott Free. From his CD, They Call Me Mr. Free, was The Battle Hymn of the Intolerant. Want some lesbian music on the subject? Let's hear one from 2006 by Janice Ian, called Married in London.
We're married in London, but not in New York. Spain says we're kosher, the States say we're pork. We wed in Toronto, the judge said amen. And when we got home, we were single again. It's hard being married and living in sin. Sometimes I'm not sure just which state I am in. Thank God I'm not Catholic, I'd be a mess. Trying to figure out what to confess. My passport in Sweden says I've got a wife. Amsterdam tells me I'm partnered for life. But back in America, land of the free, I'm a threat to the national security. If I were a frog, here is what I would say. It's hard being green, it's hard being gay. But love has no color, and hearts have no sex. So love where you can, and screw all the rest. Thank you very much.
Why do straight folks have such lavish weddings? When so many end up in divorce. Meanwhile, we're excluded from such lavish settings, except to decorate and do their hair, of course. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. We've got lots of love to flaunt, so we'll be tying the knot in Vermont. Give impractical presents, they'll return them in a week or so. His and hers occurs with omnipresence. Meanwhile, we shop L.L. Bean for our trousseau. Always a bridesmaid, finally a groom. 86, that scratchy bridal gown. We've made reservations for our honeymoon.
Time.
Again, I wish I had time on this show to play complete versions of these songs, but you can hear them on my website. After Janice Ian was Lisa Rogers of the Therapy Sisters and Tying the Knot in Vermont from the CD Let's Put a Folk Singer in the White House, and Jamie Anderson and her song A Love So True. That was from her 2001 album called Listen. Next up is some vinyl history on the subject of gay marriage, and I'm starting with a straight actor and comedian. Sandy Baron released a number of comedy albums, and one from 1972 was called God Save the Queens. While the album did play up some stereotypes, for 1972 it was remarkably positive and got good coverage in the gay press. In an interview in The Advocate, Baron was asked why he recorded the album, and he said, "To me, the album just isn't about gay-straight. It's like all my other comedy albums. Deep down, I'm always talking about the same subject. When's the majority going to figure out the minority's rights have to be respected?" See what you think. Here's the track, Do You Take This Man?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Peter Sanford and Barry Johnson in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God.
Doesn't Peter look simply stunning?
You know what they say about brides.
You know, of course, Peter made that gown himself.
Oh, I know. He is also an unbelievable cook. Barry's a lucky man.
He certainly is. Is Peter going to continue working at the magazine?
Oh, of course. He's made that quite clear. He's not cut out just to be a homemaker. His job's very important to him. Barry understands that. That's what went wrong with Peter's first marriage.
Oh, I know. Harold just wouldn't allow him to be her.
Mm-hmm. They decided to get married so quickly.
They had to.
Oh, stop.
If any man can show just cause why Peter and Barry may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
Reverend Perry, I have a reason.
Oh, Martin, don't.
Not here. Let me handle this, Mother. Now look, I'm the father of the bride. I mean, Peter's father. I hate to have to do this, but I tried to reason with Peter before it got to this point. Now, I'm no dummy, and I'm not a stick in the mud. I read the articles about this kind of marriage. I know the percentages and the statistics.
Father, please, I love Barry.
I'm sure you do, Peter. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, and I've got nothing against him personally. But darn it, Peter, these black-white marriages just don't work.
And here's another very interesting song on the subject, this time from 1987. One of our musical pioneers, both for his solo albums and his musicals, is Tom Wilson Weinberg. He has a great knack for capturing the politics and the heart of the issues that affect us. From his production called 10% Review is Wedding Song.
We had no wedding, no ceremony, no matrimony, we're just we. No invitations, no rice, no flowers, no bridal showers, we're we.
That date my brother set up with his friend didn't thrill her, but she tried to pretend. Romantic dreams of connubial bliss never entered my mind till I met his sis. No rented chapel, no usher or bridesmaid, no movies or slides made, we're just we.
No Mendelssohn marches, no long stem roses, no family poses, we're we.
Our marriage began with a whole lot of lovin', but no one gave us a toaster oven. Back when we fell in love, we hid it. We mark our anniversary from the night we first did it. No silver service, no hostess or hosting,
no bright, clever toasting, we're just we. No wedding cake cutting, no sponge sugar topping, no champagne corks popping, we're we. Just hair and me. We are we.
Going back even further, on the front page of The Advocate in March of 1972 was the story of a marriage in Canada of two male entertainers, Michel Girard and Réjean Tremblay. It was technically called a union contract, as it was drawn up by lawyers, so it was not really a legal marriage recognized by Canada. A few weeks later, they flew to Los Angeles, where Reverend Troy Perry performed a religious ceremony for them. Michel Girard and Réjean Tremblay released an album together in 1972 called The Couple, with Michel singing and Réjean on piano. The music was not political, and the songs were all sung in French, but I still wanted to share a little of it to take us up to the break. You'll recognize the song, made famous by Edith Piaf, Hymn to Love.
Le ciel bleu sur moi peut s'effondrer et la terre peut bien s'écrouler. Peu m'importe si tu m'aimes, je me fous du monde entier. Quand l'amour inondera mes matins, ton corps rémira sous mes mains. Peu m'importe les grands problèmes, mon amour, puisque tu m'aimes.
Coming up, more gay and lesbian marriage songs of love, politics, and satire. But this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered art music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more Very Queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
Never remembers our anniversary.
My mother-in-law.
I guess our religious differences.
Teeth grinding in the middle of the night.
Leaving dirty clothes on our bedroom floor.
So cheap.
My mother-in-law.
Talks way too loud.
Leaving the cap off the toothpaste.
I never have any covers at night.
My mother-in-law.
Snoring.
Whenever I go to drive the car, the tank's empty.
Always late.
My mother-in-law.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Ready for some chorus music? First, from the Boston Gay Men's Chorus, is a little of the song Marry Us, which will be followed by the Heartland Men's Chorus.
Thank you.
Both of those tracks were from 2004. The second song was from the Heartland Men's Chorus out of Kansas City with the Eric Lane Barnes song, I Do. Next are some very pretty songs, starting with one by Tret Fury called Wedding Song. It's from her 2002 album, My Shoes.
Love is something none of us should ever take for granted. Love is something that we often do. It can shake you to the core, and it can turn the planet, or it can sneak up in an old soft shoe. In the moments that we're hardest hit, when life gets in the way, always keep in mind the vows we've got to keep. I will love you in the waking hours, the hours of I will love you more each night we fall asleep. Don't lose sight, don't feel bound. Just give thanks for the love we found. Take my hand, take my heart, and I will keep the prayer to never walk apart. Will you be with me? Will you see me through? When the world is harsh, can I count on you? We have come this far, now it's up to you to be there. let's stand before God and those who understand that what we do is love. Oh, oh. I'll say I do, and I hope you will too. Let no man tear asunder. Oh, God has made one, and let's trust our hearts and live for our dreams. 'Cause I believe my prayer, no, brought you to me. Not refuse this blessing I've been given, though some may disapprove. Oh, I'm in love with you. Love is always patient.
Following Tret Fury was a duo called Emma's Revolution with This Love from 2004, and from the next year was Forever With Me by Nedra Johnson from her album Nedra.
How the world can change, it can change like that, due to one little word, marriage. See a palace rise from a two-roomed flat due to one little word, married. And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful married me.
I'm Alan Cumming, and I'd like to have the legal right to marry a man.
And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, my lovely boyfriend, or if I were a lesbian, my girlfriend. But I'm not, so my boyfriend, married me.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that was Broadway star Alan Cumming, and he took the song Married from Cabaret and made it very gay. That track came from a 2006 concert CD called Wed Rock, A Benefit for Freedom to Marry, which featured Lou Reed, Margaret Cho, John Cameron Mitchell, Bob Mould, Sleater Kenny, La Tigre, and others. I mentioned before the break that I had some songs of satire for you, and these two are by straight artists, but certainly done using their humor in a positive way. I'll start with Mark Bridge and the song Same Sex Marriage.
Some people like sex rough, while others hug and kiss. If variety's a spice of life, my sex life's gonna miss. So call me staid and boring, but I'm as happy as a clam. You're my same-sex partner, and I'm your same-sex man. What's all the fuss about same-sex marriage? You know I hear about it every day. I don't need no high court ruling. I don't care what they got to say. I'm perfectly adjusted, and I'm not even gay. I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day.
Yes, that's a one-joke song. So I'll move along to an actor-comic named Edith Gross and a song more tongue-in-cheek called It's All Because.
Out the door, that's where she went, never to return no more. I wondered why the sanctity that was our marriage had to die. Who knows what for? When she fled, I worried it's because of something that I did. But she left a note that freed me of my worries and it gave me hope. Here's what it said. It's because the gays are getting married, all because of the gays, that everything's gone wrong. Have you ever had those days where you're wondering just why everything about your life is feeling like it's going down a toilet hole? Well, now you know. It's 'cause the gays. I know she's right. It's obvious now, all the pain I can't explain. That's 'cause a gay's to blame. Like the other night, I was walking down the street just trying to find some food to eat, and then I stubbed my toe. All because those gays are getting married. All because of the gays, that everything's not right. Mark my words.
And it escalates from there, but I encourage you to check the song out on YouTube for the very neat video of it. We're going to a couple gay weddings now, the first by the very talented Kira Hartwood and Miriam Davidson, who together are Wishing Chair. I've been an admirer of their music for many years. This song is called Outlaw Wedding, and it's from their 2005 CD, Underdog.
We're a family, a family. and family, doing grievous harm, upsetting the government, breaking the law, was the best time you ever saw.
We bought a present, we circled our date, now we packed the car, we're heading upstate. We're in a hurry, don't wanna be late. We're going to a wedding. The weatherman says it's gonna be warm. There's no threat of a thunderstorm. The guests and the honeybees are gonna swarm. We're going to a wedding, Biff and Tony's wedding. The sun is shining, Biff is sweating. Tony's thinking about all the gifts they'll be getting. Biff and Tony's wedding. Biff's mom has the whole thing catered, bartended and handsomely waited. Biff's brother hired a wedding band, everything's going the way that they planned. Biff's dad can help pick out the rings. He's thinking who can tell what any life brings. He's blinking a tear from his twinkling eye. Biff says, come on dad, you're gonna make me cry. Biff and Tony's wedding. Tony's glowing, Biff's still sweating, which is the only thing upsetting about Biff and Tony's wedding. The minister blesses and speaks of God, which nobody there finds the least bit odd. He tells me if he is gonna lead his flock, he can't be trying to turn back the clock. The little ones went to the beach for the day. Mother thought it prudent to keep them away. Tony's folks didn't show, cause what they think the Bible say. Guess they're gonna just stay home and pray. They're missing all the food, they're missing all the fun. They're missing Biff and Tony hugging everyone. They're missing all the tears, they're missing all the brew. They're missing all the music and the dancing too. At Biff and Tony's wedding, no one is sad and no one is fretting. Except Biff in his tux, he's still sweating. Biff and Tony's wedding. At Biff and Tony's wedding, there's no shotgun and no bloodletting. No regret. Biff and Tony's wedding.
There you had two different weddings, starting with Wishing Chair, and I rushed from that wedding to another, Biff and Tony's wedding, brought to us by Dave Hall on his album Places. That was from 1999, making it one of the earlier songs about a gay wedding. An artist I quite like is Stephen Frantz, and his second album, Skins and Shirts, featured two songs about this subject. I asked him about them.
When Is It My Turn was interesting. I got an email from Sony Pictures when they were producing the movie Wedding March with John Stamos. I think it was last year, 2007. And they were just soliciting, I guess, different gay songwriters, probably throughout music and Queer Music Heritage Year site, that people they found for songs for the movie, and so I submitted the song. Of course, it didn't get selected, unfortunately, but I thought it was a good song, and thought it was great for the album.
I've seen a thousand movie kisses, been the groomsman all my life. I wanna be the leading man sometime. It's not that I am uncommitted, I work hard to get it right, but not enough it seems to win this fight. Still I go on and on, believing in myself, cause I am strong, so strong. But it's always someone else. When is it my turn to be the man up on the altar? Someone who will listen,
there someone who will try to make sense of all these hurtful lies? I don't want to be forgiven, I just want my piece of the pie. So brother, can you look me in the eye and say I'm wrong, so wrong, believing in my love when it's so strong, so strong. Don't say it's not enough.
Do was written for my husband, Rick, on our one-year anniversary after getting married in Provincetown, May 24th, 2004, about a week after the state of Massachusetts passed a law allowing same-sex marriage.
Something's happening to me today, something I never thought. Once upon a time had not been in my reach, blocked by a door without a knob.
Slip in a song that is not lyrically about a gay wedding, but would be the perfect song to play at one. Peter Donnelly included it on his 1998 CD, A Sure Thing, and I think it's just beautiful. Here's an edited version of Love With Me.
Walk with me through all my days. Sleep with me and know you're safe. Dream with me the whole night long. Wake with me to greet each dawn. Work with me throughout the years. Build with me, we'll build a home. Play with me, you bring me joy. Rest with me and hold me close. Live with me through pain and toil. Laugh with me, unleash my soul. Cry with me, our tears be one. Hold on to me, your pain is mine. Talk with me, keeping life anew. Lay with me, I'm by your side. dance with me our steps in time. Sing with me our songs unsung.
That's so nice. Peter Donnelly and Love With Me. I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to especially thank Ron Romanowski, Stephen Frantz, and, coming up, Roy Zimmerman for the comments on their songs. Remember, on my site, I've got a whole section for gay marriage songs, so you can visit that and also the page for this show there. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. I knew immediately when I decided to do this show what would be my closing song, as it's my favorite gay marriage song. And get this, it's by a straight artist. His name is Roy Zimmerman, and he does just wonderful political songs, all bent decidedly to the left. The song is called Defenders of Marriage, and it was originally a live concert track on his 1998 album, Kamak Sutra. But he re-recorded it a couple years ago as a studio version for the album Faulty Intelligence. So, continuing the story, I decided to do this show, and as it happened, that same week, Roy Zimmerman was in town for a house concert. So I was able to meet him and also ask him about the song.
Well, it's been around for a while now. unfortunately, you know, it's an issue that keeps coming up. I wrote it originally just before the California Night Initiative, which you might remember. It's a little state initiative sponsored by a state senator by the name of Pete Knight, who spelled his name with three K's for some reason. That was kind of the first salvo over California's bow on the issue. And since then, the song Defenders of Marriage, it was actually before the DOMA Act, before the Defense of Marriage Act, that I wrote that. It's a song that I hope is doing some good work in the world.
Every time we think about same-sex marriage, it makes us sick to our guts. I mean, two people who want to commit to a stable, monogamous, lifelong relationship, what are they, nuts? It's unnatural. Now, a man should not lie with a person who is a guy. He should only lie to his wife. The Bible is clear. We're defenders of marriage in three-button suits. We'll raise our double standard and see who salutes. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. Every time we think about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, to people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame? It's so deviant. It's the Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third, that a family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. One summer evening when my woman was doing laundry, I shared a six-pack with an old John Bircher. And oh so wisely he imparted an ancient quandary to ponder. He said it's nature versus legislature. Are people born gay or do they turn gay just to piss off Dick Army? We're an army of dicks with a militant stance. Let's get the government out of our lives and into our pants. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people
who want to get married and have their insurance carried and be beneficiaried and be next to the ones they love when they are buried.